another genius business idea right here on the podcast. Giving it up for free, Dusty. Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Dusty. Usually I say hi to you because this is I Tell My Husband the News.
That's right.
But you just turned the tables right on that.
I did. How was your weekend?
It was lovely. We were in New Orleans.
Yeah, we went there for one of my college friends' weddings.
It was spectacular.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got to Second Line, which you've always wanted to do.
Yes. This is a bucket list item that I got to check right off.
And the reception was a crawfish boil. Which is gross. No, I'm just kidding. I kind of like it. It's spicy, but it's a lot of work peeling all those crawfish.
Yeah, that's why it's good. They've got hush puppies and corn on the cob and all kinds of other things so that you don't have to work so hard for every bite.
I do like me some hush puppies.
Yeah, it was a great wedding. Lots of fun.
I also like dogs who are quiet. Those are two things I like.
No one has had that thought except for you in relation.
Loud dogs, no thank you. But quiet dogs and deep fried little cornmeal things.
Who knows what it is?
I think that's what it is. Deep fried cornmeal kind of.
Okay.
Delicious.
Right. We didn't see any reviews come in. So remember, you can always go on desktop on Stitcher and leave a review. And you can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And it makes a big difference to have more people finding the show. And it's also really great for our egos.
Warms our hearts.
Yeah.
You can also tweet us. I'm at Dusty Terrell.
I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
Or you can email us at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com.
Krispy Kreme launches national donut delivery.
I'm trying to lose weight, Shannon. Krispy Kreme's is actively trying to stop me from doing so.
I mean, Krispy Kreme is so good. And if they come out hot from the delivery, that's going to be the crucial thing because it's so important for them to be hot.
The only exercise I get is walking to and from the Krispy Kreme. And now that you've taken that away from me, I just don't know what I'll do.
This was written by my colleague Kelly Tycho. Krispy Kreme will make sweet dreams come true for some of its fans by leaping into national donut delivery. It started on February 29th, Leap Day. The North Carolina-based chain's fresh donuts can be delivered to households across the nation, company officials shared exclusively with USA Today last Monday. There is a catch.
I might guess what the catch is. You can't just get one donut because that would be a huge waste of time and resources.
I don't think that's the catch because I don't think that they think anyone would try to attempt.
Here's your one donut, sir. That'll be $2.
Because that's what you walk to get every day, right? Just the one donut? Doesn't sound like you. You have to be near one of the 350 U.S. locations in 42 states, and in most cases for delivery, have to be 10 miles from a shop.
Dang it.
That's according to Krispy Kreme Chief Marketing Officer Dave Skina. On-demand service DoorDash will deliver donuts by the dozen and boxed coffee, and there's a $4.99 delivery fee from most locations.
So you could buy one donut. You just got to pay through the nose for one donut.
Orders can be placed on the Krispy Kreme app or website, and pickup is available without the fee. Krispy Kreme has tested delivery since 2018 from some locations. Skina said, quote, "We are adamant about our donuts being fresh, which is one of the reasons we haven't done this before. We were sure we had a third-party partner that could help us ensure that every one of those donuts was delivered fresh and always fresh right from the store after it was made," unquote. The freshness factor was one reason the brand had concerns last fall about a Minnesota college student driving 4 hours to Iowa each way to buy hundreds of donuts, then reselling them. Krispy Kreme originally looked to end Jason Gonzalez's resale venture, but worked with him. Skeena said, quote, "It is wonderful to see the 4 or 5 hours people will drive to get access to our product. I think a lot of brands would be eating their heart out for that kind of devotion," unquote. More households will soon be able to get delivery as the company plans to add 450 new locations around the world by the end of 2022. The first of its kind flagship store will soon open in New York City's Times Square, featuring the world's largest hot light and a glazed waterfall.
Can they deliver a glazed waterfall to my house?
Because
that's what I want.
You want too much, Dusty.
Everything that I eat will then have a glaze on it.
You try to take things to the limit. You try to find out, like, can we just order one donut? Or can we order the craziest thing that doesn't exist except for in this yet-to-be-created flagship store in Manhattan?
Glazed hamburger? Yes, please.
That's not on the menu.
Glazed pizza slice? Definitely. Ugh,
gross.
Glazed pork chop?
Ew. All of that sounds disgusting. I don't think that you can get something that is for the actual franchise to be just given over to you. That's how they make their money. That's how they make the donuts.
Well, they should go into a new business of selling glazed waterfalls.
I'm sure they haven't considered that.
Well, they should.
To mark the Leap Day launch of delivery, Krispy Kreme planned to deliver free donuts to new parents, doctors, nurses, and staff at hospitals within 10 miles of shops when a baby is delivered and the news is shared on social media. At Krispy Kreme had to be tagged on Twitter or Instagram with hashtag Krispy Kreme Special Delivery.
I'm sure hospitals just loved that. Just trying to do their jobs and then delivery people just keep showing up trying to bring donuts. This is a hospital, sir. You can't just give donuts to people in hospital beds. Get out of here. Do they still have those Reese's donuts, or is that a one-time thing?
I don't know.
Because I'll take 4 cases, please. Deliver to my door. I hope Dunkin' Donuts is listening, huh? Delivery service? Get on it. Because those are closer to me. I probably live within 10 miles of 12 Dunkin' Donuts.
Is $13 too much for a box of cereal? General Mills doesn't think so.
Dusty Terrell thinks so.
What do you think Shannon Green thinks?
Shannon Green, I don't think, thinks about money very often.
I'm thrifty.
Yeah, but you let your husband worry about it.
Knowing me, you wouldn't think that I'd think $13 is ridiculous for a box of cereal?
Depends on how many marshmallows are in it, I guess. What's your favorite kind of cereal?
I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I also really like Special K.
I think my favorite is Lucky Charms. That's why I said the marshmallow thing.
So you'd pay $13?
Depends on how many marshmallows are in it.
This was written by my colleague, Dalvin Brown. General Mills said last Tuesday that the food company plans to bolster sales by offering a ready-to-eat breakfast meal complete with real maple berries, dried cherries, and almonds. The catch, a box is priced at more than double the cost of an average box of cereal in the United States. The company's CEO, Jeff Harmening, told investors in a conference last Tuesday, quote, "We're innovating in new product forms that command premium price points, including our new Morning Summit cereal, which has almonds as a first ingredient and sells for $13 a box," unquote. The cereal aimed at health-conscious consumers also contains organic coconut oil and pumpkin seeds. For sweetness, General Mills added dried sugary cranberries and dried cherries to the blend. Harmening said that the sales price is part of a strategy to offer compelling innovation and health benefits that give consumers a reason to walk down the cereal aisle at grocery stores. The average price per box of cereal in the U.S. is around $3.27, the most recent figures suggest. Walmart is selling a 38-ounce box of Morning Summit for $26.27, and on Amazon, the cereal will run Prime members $24.97. Millennials have been accused in the past of killing off breakfast cereals as they shifted towards eating on the go and focusing on nutrition. In 2015, almost 40% of the millennials surveyed by Mintel said cereal was an inconvenient breakfast option because they had to clean up after eating it. Harmening said that the cereal industry saw sales stabilize in 2019 as more people had kids and ate breakfast at home. To revive cereal fortunes, General Mills is also doubling down on sugary breakfast cereals. The Minneapolis, Minnesota-based company launched Hershey's Kisses-flavored and Trix Trolls-inspired cereals in recent months.
That's a lot of money for a box of cereal. I guess I don't really get it. It feels like you could just buy almonds for cheaper, maybe. Almonds, I guess, are kind of expensive, but I don't know. I guess when you told me about the story, I was picturing like there to be something special about it. And it seems like the special thing about it is that it's got almonds in it.
It also contains organic coconut oil and pumpkin seeds.
I just don't get it. What's the selling point, Shannon? They just want to sell a more expensive cereal?
So it's interesting because they're one of the quotes from the CEO, Jeff Harmening, is that almonds are a first ingredient.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. I could just buy a regular box of cereal and then buy some almonds and dump it in there. Like if I was that concerned about the almond content of my cereals.
I guess they're hoping to just create some interest in new options for cereals. It's maybe...
It's like millennials. Are you not interested in cereal anymore? Well, let's make it cost more. That'll get you on board. Don't get me wrong. It sounds kind of good, but it also sounds pretty expensive.
Yeah. It's interesting that last year, Harmening said the cereal industry saw sales stabilize because more people have kids and are eating breakfast at home.
They're not even like addressing the problems that we have with cereal, right? Like, I don't want to have to buy milk. I don't want to have to dirty a bowl and a spoon, right? Like, get out of here with your cereal. And they don't have enough marshmallows in it. That's always going to be my complaint.
In fact, there's zero. That's really a low point for you.
Yeah. That's zero is exactly how much money I'm willing to pay for this product, Shannon.
Just like the amount of marshmallows in it.
Swing and a miss, General Mills. Swing and a miss. You can get a big old box of Cap'n Crunch for $3.64, Shannon. Kellogg's Special K with red berries, $3.88.
Hey, that's my thing.
That's what Shannon likes.
But we haven't had cereal in years.
I mean, if you
years
want.
Years and years.
Shannon, I'll buy you a box of Kellogg's Special K red berries and then a little package of almonds, and I'll dump those right in there. Probably save you $13 to $20.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit Loops, $3.64. Yes, please. You know how they used to have those commercials when we were little about those people who would walk real low to the ground because you could find the knockoff cereals down there in bags? Do you think we'll have a knockoff all-almond cereal for the low, low price of $8 a bag?
Another genius business idea right here on the podcast. Giving it up for free, Dusty.
$3 a bag with almond puffs and cranberry-like things.
And last today, we've got the lightning-fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
After years of owning a flip phone, Warren Buffett finally has an iPhone.
Good for you, Grandpa.
Kelly Clarkson is hosting the Billboard Music Awards for the third time in a row.
Give someone else a chance, Kelly Clarkson. I could do it.
Bob Chapek named Disney's new CEO, replacing Bob Iger.
You can't have two CEOs named Bob back to back.
And why not?
What would Walt say? Give someone else a chance. I could do it.
Hot Pockets heiress gets 5 months in jail in admissions scam.
Man, what I wouldn't give to be the heir to the throne of Hot Pockets.
Scientists discover first ever animal that doesn't require oxygen.
I think they're thinking of plants.
McDonald's unveils Golden Shamrock Shake worth $90,000.
Can you get that at every McDonald's or just... I mean, if I'm going to pay $12 for cereal, might as well get a $90,000 shake.
It's an eBay auction and contest for special cups that are each worth $90,000. It's all to mark the 50th anniversary of its Shamrock Shake.
You ever have one of those?
I have.
You like those?
I think I had them back in the 90s. I don't know that I've ever had one since I've been an adult.
What do they taste like? Are they... They're just vanilla but green colored?
No, it's minty.
Gross.
Yeah, I know that. That's probably why I haven't had one since I was a kid, because I just, mint anything is just not my favorite. Mint ice cream is not something I need in my life.
I don't get why people like that.
Yeah, people love it. In the newsroom, because it came back, a bunch of people ordered Shamrock Shakes.
There were
eight Shamrock Shakes.
Sometimes I want ice cream. And sometimes I want to brush my teeth, Shannon, but never do I want to do the two at the same time.
Yeah, so the cup is going to have emeralds, white diamonds, and yellow diamonds worth $90,000. The invisible man delivers unseen terror.
I think if I were invisible, I'd not be interested in terrorizing people at all.
You wouldn't?
No, just sneak into a lot of movies and stuff, probably.
I'm sure you would mess with me like crazy if you were invisible. It would be nuts.
Yeah, but not terrorize. Just like...
No.
Tickle.
I'm so lucky you aren't. Self-driving cars could become our living rooms.
That sounds great. I'd love it if my living room took me places.
Yeah, right? So comfortable.
Can't wait for it to happen in never.
Isn't it 10 years?
Ugh.
Amazon opens cashless grocery store in Seattle.
I haven't used cash at a grocery store in over a decade, so not sure why I would care.
You're also pretty far from Seattle.
That's true.
It's not just you. Alexa, Google, Siri, hear what you're saying.
It's fine. What I say is not that interesting.
How do you really pronounce GIF? Or is it JIF?
It's GIF, Shannon.
JIF Peanut Butter is actually doing a marketing campaign talking about the debate. They're creating...
A JIF GIF gift?
Yeah. These sustainable sneakers went viral. Are they worth it?
Probably not. Put them in the category of too much money right next to the overpriced cereal and Shamrock Mint Shake.
Next week, and I tell my husband the news. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from... all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.